Well, my brother is up playing from Hingham, Massachusetts, where I grew up, and we played pond hockey as kids growing up, so this is just bringing back a lot of good old memories. I think it kind of brings back that wholesomeness of growing up in the outdoors and the good old days of playing pond hockey in your backyard or on the local pond.
I played hockey right through my youth and through college, and then I didn't play for a number of years, and then this pond hockey tournament has got me playing again. I'm playing with a bunch of guys that I went to Phillips Exeter with, and there are three or four guys, one guy in particular that decided we should get everybody back together again. So we've had guys come in from Philadelphia, Moncton, New Brunswick.
I like watching the games and eating the food. Watching the people play or fall, or I guess.
Do we have any goalies in the house? If we have some goalies in the house, please report to Rink 5, please.
I volunteer to drive a bus for the Black Ice Tournament. I've been doing it for probably since they started. It's gotten bigger, and the community is now more involved in it. Today will be a slower day than it was the day before. And there's a fairy right there. Hello. It's North State Street, and right by the YMCA.
All right. Hey, we'll get going again in about one more minute, you guys. One more minute.
We've already played four games. We're 2-1-1. The last game, there was a disputed goal right at the end, but I think they awarded it to the other team. But it was great. Went too fast. Went by way too fast.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.